Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 12th, 2023. Today is the third Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from the book of Exodus. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against God and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" A recurring theme in the story of the Israelites' 40-year wandering journey from slavery in Egypt through the Sinai Peninsula and finally into the Promised Land is a story of fits and starts, signs and wonders, contentiousness and rebellion. One of the key themes in the story is the proclivity of the people of God for complaining. They seemed to constantly forget the miracle of their freedom and instead longed to return to the security of slavery. They seemed to constantly lose any hope that the God who had delivered them from the oppressor would also preserve them in their distress. And their favorite target for all the griping and complaining was Moses. It's little wonder that Moses cried out in exasperation to the Lord in today's passage, "What shall I do with these people?" I've heard plenty of sermons during my lifetime about the faithless Israelites complaining to God about being thirsty. As I reread today's lesson, though, the thought occurred to me, what if they weren't being faithless? What if the complaining was because they were frightened? Remember, they were out in a desert. There weren't readily available known sources of water to access. Whatever water they had held in reserve was running dangerously low. The weak, the sick, and the old would be the first ones who suffered most and died first. Without water, they would be unable to keep up the march. All would be lost. The entire effort for freedom would have been for nothing. A parched dream, leaving nothing behind but a pile of bones, would be their fate. In such a desperate situation, who among us wouldn't be complaining? The Lord instructs Moses on what to do. He does it, and miracle of miracles, the water gushes out of the rock, and the people's thirst is slaked. They live to march another day. I suspect that most everyone who is listening to me has plenty of water. My guess is that for many of us, thirst may be more of an intellectual concept than a lived experience. In fact, in our culture, water bottles of all shapes and sizes accompany folks everywhere, as we're repeatedly reminded to stay hydrated and to drink water even if we don't feel thirsty. Yes, we are aware of the places on our planet that are dry and parched. We are aware of places on this earth where people die of thirst. We are aware of our responsibility as people of faith to assist those who need access to clean water so that they get access to such water. But for most of us, I dare say for anyone listening to this podcast, we are not afraid of thirsting to death, at least physically. Today's lesson from Exodus is paired with the gospel story of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. The two of them have quite the conversation about water and thirst. Jesus tells her that those who drink of the water he offers, he tells her that the water that he offers will become in those folks who receive it a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. While we understand that Jesus is speaking in spiritual terms, I wonder how many of us are thirsty for that Jesus water. We live in a culture so full of complaining, we make the Israelites look agreeable. Unfortunately, the church is often a concentrated version of the culture in which we are situated. The Israelites were in a desert and were rightly afraid of dying. For the most part, we live without a fear of physical thirst, but we languish spiritually and complain loudly that it's someone else's fault we're not getting our needs met. I can only imagine the rejoicing that happened amongst the Israelites when that water gushed out of the rock. It must have been a real party. All of a sudden, the complaining is forgotten. On this third Sunday in Lent, the well of Jesus water, that well brimming full with oceans of love and rivers of grace and streams of mercy and springs of forgiveness, is as close as our next breath and as accessible as a whispered prayer. Don't just take a sip. Drink with gusto. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.